My employees just got iPhone 12 on Verizon 5G, the 5G business has been waiting for. We download huge files on the go and use multicam video conferencing. Plus, with the coverage of 5G nationwide and more cities, ultra-wideband, it's 5G from the network businesses rely on.
Get iPhone 12 Pro Max for your business with our best offer yet. 5G nationwide. Available in over 1,800 cities. Terms apply. Limited time offer.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, December 21st. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Tesla is joining the S&P 500 index today, making it the largest company by market value to ever join the stock index. Its inclusion is seen as a sort of booster of the company's credibility, and it tops off a year of milestones for the electric vehicle maker. Our reporter Tim Higgins will join us to explain why the addition is so significant after these headlines. New developments in the SolarWinds hack that compromised several U.S. federal agencies and corporations. While we've reported that Russia was a suspect, over the weekend, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo became the first Trump administration official to explicitly say Russia was responsible for the breach. President Trump has downplayed the hack, and he suggested on Twitter that China might be responsible. There's no known evidence pointing to China. In addition to Pompeo, U.S. intelligence officials, experts investigating the hack, and lawmakers briefed on it have said it was very likely conducted by Russia. Russia has denied the attack. And Google will get one of its days in court in September 2023. That's when a judge says a trial will begin in the Department of Justice's antitrust lawsuit against the company. The suit alleges Google uses a web of exclusionary agreements and other tactics to preserve a monopoly for its search engine and related ads business. You might remember that two coalitions of state attorneys general filed their own suits against Google last week, each focusing on alleged anti-competitive behavior in other parts of Google's business. No dates have been set yet for those cases. Google has denied all of the allegations and says it's designed its products and services to improve consumers' experience. All right, coming up after the break, what joining the S&P 500 could mean for Tesla and other electric car makers. That's next.
My employees just got iPhone 12 on Verizon 5G, the 5G business has been waiting for. We download huge files on the go and use multicam video conferencing. Plus, with the coverage of 5G nationwide and more cities, ultra-wideband, it's 5G from the network businesses rely on.
Get iPhone 12 Pro Max for your business with our best offer yet. 5G nationwide. Available in over 1,800 cities. Terms apply. Limited time offer.
The S&P 500 is a gauge of 500 of the biggest companies in the U.S. Investors use it as a sort of benchmark of the overall market. Today, Tesla is set to join the S&P, capping off a year full of milestones for the company. Here to talk more about what its inclusion means for Tesla and how it could boost other electric vehicle makers, too, is our reporter Tim Higgins. Tim, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So how often does the S&P switch up its membership? Is this addition of Tesla a normal occurrence?
You know, it's not every day. Every quarter they look at it. One of the key things is the company's performance. And Tesla has been a publicly traded company since 2010, and it had never been eligible for inclusion because it hadn't met a lot of the requirements for consideration.
If I'm remembering correctly, though, Tesla met those requirements earlier this year, and yet it was actually passed over for inclusion. So tell us more about those requirements and why the S&P changed its mind.
Yeah. Well, this year was an important year for Tesla, and expectations were growing incredibly high that it would be finally included into the S&P 500. And that is because to be considered, one of the things it needs to do is have a cumulative of four quarters of profitability. And we saw that occur in the second quarter. So there was huge expectations that late this summer that was going to occur, but didn't happen. Now, the S&P 500 doesn't say exactly why this, why it picks and why it doesn't, but there's been lots of speculation that part of the reason it didn't occur was because of the way that Tesla made its profit earlier this year. You have to remember that the beginning of the year was pretty rough for a lot of companies. And one of the kind of the miracles of Tesla was that it was able to eke out a profit, a very small profit. And that was in part because the makeup of that profit. They make money from selling regulatory credits that they receive for the sale of electric vehicles, and then they turn around and sell those credits to other competitors who don't meet the requirements and facing essentially fines for that. And so it's become a very profitable part of Tesla's business, but it's not the core part of the business. It's not from selling Model 3s. There you can see the direct line of profitability. So there's been a lot of criticism about that. That said, the third quarter was another a profitable period for Tesla, and it is clear at this point that they were going to be put into the S&P 500, and that's occurring.
So you're saying Tesla hit its fourth quarter of profitability. There was some skepticism because that profit came from selling those kind of credits. But then Tesla locked in another profitable quarter, and that might have changed some minds.
Yeah, it's one of these things where they kind of proved to some investors that it wasn't a one-off thing. And that's been a lot of their criticism over the years. They've never had a full year of profitability. They were able to piece together four quarters during very kind of unusual circumstances, but the third quarter was pretty strong. They look like they're going to be on track to turn another profit in this fourth quarter. At least that's what analysts are expecting at this point.
And as we talked about, Tesla's been having a pretty extraordinary year, consecutive quarters of profits. Its share price has quintupled in 2020. So why is joining the S&P 500 strategic for them?
This is in some ways a capstone to a pivotal year in the history of Tesla. The ability to string together these quarters of profitability, the ability to weather through the coronavirus pandemic, the ability to execute in China and begin factories, start work to build factories in Austin and continue work in Germany. This is kind of the dawning of a potentially new era for Tesla. And the arrival into the S&P 500 is going to be one of those things that Elon Musk probably doesn't necessarily care specifically about being the S&P 500, but it is a tool that allows him to implement his broader vision for Tesla. And that has made it very cheap for him to get this cash that he needs to pay for all the things that he potentially wants in the future for the company. He has big dreams for the company, and that is taking the world's new vehicle fleet towards electric. And that's going to be very expensive. And in order to get to the millions and millions of sales he wants to do, he's going to need a lot of factories, and that's going to be very expensive.
So it sounds like this could add a lot of credibility to Tesla's sort of strategy here. Could that have a ripple effect on other electric vehicles more broadly?
The success of Tesla has created this great excitement among a lot of investors to find the next Tesla. And we've seen that this year with some of the valuations of electric vehicle companies globally. For some, the price of Tesla right now is too high, and the hope and the bet is that they can find what will be the next Tesla. You know, one of the knocks against Tesla for many years was, why could Tesla be successful where other more established automakers, played? The idea being that, if the market went to electric, then a traditional automaker could just convert and make their own electric vehicles. And what we've seen in recent years, however, is that traditional automakers have come out with electric vehicles to compete against Tesla, but they just haven't done as well. The big takeaway, at least this year, among many investors, is looking kind of, how that's gone and looking at what Tesla has done and saying they're making a bet that the future of cars is going to be electric, and the winner in that is going to be Tesla. And so if you kind of pull on that string a little bit, there's a belief among many that this is such a disruptive technology that really the people or the companies that are best to play in it are not tied to the traditional ways. And that's why you're seeing kind of excitement in a lot of the startups and new players, especially in China, where there's a huge push for the electrification of the automobile.
All right. That's our reporter, Tim Higgins. Tim, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
That's it for today's Tech News Briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.